From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yep, morning, Mike.
75.
Yeah, it was a fascinating afternoon yesterday, wasn't it? And probably not in a good way for people out there with mortgages who really are being asked to wear the pain for the outcomes of recent wage and price-setting behaviour and inflation outcomes. Look, Mike, at a very simple level, we got the 75 basis point hike in the official cash rate that we had expected, so it's gone to 4.25%. We talked about that yesterday morning. I think I wrote off the idea of a 100-point move, but that option was actively considered by the Monetary Policy Committee, which gives you an idea of just how hawkish the current stance actually is. So, Mike, we've got interest rates are going to go higher sooner, and they're going to be higher for longer. So a very tough forecast for people with mortgages rolling over. So the couple of key talking points out there, Mike. It's not really the 75 basis point hike, but the fact that the forecast track that we've got out of the Reserve Bank is now materially higher. So the official cash rate now peaking at 5.5%. So do the maths on that and figure out where your mortgage rates are going to be. So you've got high sevens there and still risk upside, I think. And it's staying there for longer. So that high official cash rate staying right through 2023 and no relief until the second half of 2024. And the other key feature of the forecasts is that there's now four quarters of negative GDP growth in there. Now, the governor did stress that it's very hard to forecast the timing of that. The point is, though, that to get inflation lower will require an economic recession. Now, it's not a deep recession. It's not some sort of economic maelstrom prompted by a sort of global economic shock, but it's a forecast recession nonetheless, and it's the price of getting inflation lower. Now, the statement noted that household spending has remained resilient despite falling house prices, higher CPI, increasing interest rates. We talked about that. We're just not seeing, you know, the evidence in the spending numbers yet. They referenced the issue that we talked about yesterday morning, Mike, and that's that since the last monetary policy statement, inflation expectations have actually gone up, so have the outcomes. So what really looked like a short-term window of pain for fixed-rate mortgage rollovers has now turned into a longer window of pain. House prices are forecast to fall 20% from the peak. I think that is going to be an optimistic assessment. Mm-hmm. I think it will be higher. My view on this is that central banks have sort of two lines of attack. Their first line of attack are their words, their intent. They need you and I and everyone out there to sit up and listen and believe and change our behaviour. So you've got the word, the intent, the credibility. Then you back that up with the actions, you back it up with interest rate moves, and you get there. But I do think the risk of a hard landing is going up by the week. And we need to be aware at the moment, Mike, that the risk is actually to the upside. They're not to the downside here.
Well, you've got to remember, the RB came 5.5. No bank said 5.5 until he did yesterday. So
no, and it was, they were at 4.1. It's not like long ago that they were forecasting 4.1. So the risks just seem to be always to the upside. So we saw wholesale interest rates up high yesterday. And but we are, you know, the actual markets have sort of been expecting this. And we provided some support to the New Zealand dollar as well. So, yeah, heck of an afternoon.
And part of the problem is Qantas, because we're all on a plane.
Yeah, look, I don't want to point this out there, but anyone out there looking at travelling will know that airline seats are, well, not to put too fine a point, they're very expensive at the moment. So you might not want to hear about the profit upgrades coming through at Qantas. 6 weeks ago, Mike, 6 weeks ago, profit expectations at Qantas for the 6 months ending 31 deck was sort of between 350 and 600 million, so quite a wide range. Then October the 13th, Alan Joyce, the CEO, announced that earnings would come in not at 350 to 600 million, but at 1.2 to 1.3 billion. So a little bit of a lift there, but hey, wait on. Yesterday, they moved it up again. They're now expecting it to 1.35 to 1.4 billion. So call that a rough billion-dollar upgrade to profit. Great news for shareholders and for the share price. Not so good if you think that for the people that are paying the price for the tickets. So the share price up 16% in October, up another 6% so far this month. So they're making good money at the moment.
Numbers, please.
So the Dow Jones just sort of hovering around flat, actually. It's just down 6 points as I'm looking at now, but still above 34,091. The S&P 500 above 4,000, 4,009, that's up 6 points. And the NASDAQ also up 0.5%, 11,232. FTSE 100, 7,465, up 12, that's 0.17%. The Nikkei, 28,115, up 0.61%. Shanghai Comps it up 0.25%, 309.6. The Aussies gained yesterday. They gained 0.7%, 7.231. The NZX 50, though, didn't like that interest rate news. We fell 0.85%, closing at 11,323. Kiwi dollar stronger, 0.6217 against the US, 0.9271 against the Aussie, 0.6 even against the euro, 0.5164 pounds, 86.92 Japanese yen. Gold, $1,741.99, and a bit of relief on Brent crude, $84.56.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmywealth.co.nz.